He was in completely the wrong frame of mind to deal with what was about to transpire. Taking her hand, he climbed into the cab beside her. She closed the door and the cab entered the stream of traffic. He leaned over to her, lips parted slightly for a kiss, and thus he was completely unprepared when the first of her primary feeding tubes slithered down his throat and began to root around in the super mass which had previously been his vital organs. These organs had been reduced to a sort of easily digestible soup stew mess through the action of powerful enzymes which had been pumped into a pair of auxiliary feeding tubes, each of which had punctured a neat hole 6 inches below his nipples. Pump, 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 suck, suck, suck. Pump, 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 suck, suck, suck. She sure was hungry. After about 5 minutes of sustained feeding, all that was left of him resembled some of a large, man-shaped, man-sized dry cleaning garment bag. The cab driver, having been hypnotically pre-programmed to notice nothing, chatting away merrily about the weather and the Mets and such like, she asked the cab driver to pull over at the corner of 42nd Street and 2nd Avenue. Taking three purposeful steps, she mounted the curb, and the cab sped away into the golden haze of a New York City Midtown summer afternoon.
Time.